Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. It's time once again for the annual Arts for All Festival in Lawton. The yearly art show brings artists from near and far to Southwest Oklahoma to sell their wares and also serves as a fundraiser for Arts for All Incorporated in its mission to support the arts in the region. Rhonda Norell serves on the planning committee for this year's event, and she's here now to talk with us about it. Rhonda, thanks for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
So what's new for this year's festival?
We have many new artists. We are on kind of the path for the arts for the arts tour, and this year we've got quite a few new ones. We actually even have one that is returning that was here 44 years ago. So he's coming back this year to join us. He started it, and he's changed places in his career, and he's joining us again. So
who are some of the artists we'll see, and what will they be bringing to the festival?
We have some standbys that have been here for years. Jenny Perry from Frederick does mosaics. David Gill does photography. Our featured artist this year, Dana Eccles, is also a photographer. And you will see around the festival the buffaloes, and that was a piece of his artwork that we sent to a graphic designer to design into a promotable T-shirt, and you'll see posters around town. If you're still trying to decide what you're going to do this weekend, you'll see those around. So we hope you come on out after you hear this, especially today.
Now, this is an art show, but it's not just an art show. There are always some wonderful performing groups at the festival on the two street stages and in the wine garden. Who are some of the performing groups we'll see this weekend?
Of course, our music ballet studios will be performing on the 4th and 5th Street stage starting at about 5 o'clock on Friday, and entertainment will run all through the weekend on those. And then in the wine garden, we're especially happy to say we have a couple of new artists. Actually, even tonight, we will have Robbie McMillan on. And then Saturday, we have Danny Carson, Amanda Kidd, and a new group called A Little Jazz, and Dupree. And then we close out with Logan Walker and the guys for the weekend. And we're doing something new in the wine garden. We're staying open till 9 this year. Kind of, we're calling it our wind down. We'll have some awesome music playing for people to finish up. The festival closes at dusk at 8 o'clock. And people are still kind of roaming around and kind of wanting to wind down for the evening. And they'll be able to come over and listen to some awesome music in that area and still get some concessions, because concessions typically have food a little bit overproduced that they still need to sell. And so we'll have the wine garden open, the Coke tent will be open, the margaritas, the beer, and the concessions will be open, and awesome music.
Shifting gears, as I mentioned, the festival also serves as a fundraiser for Arts for All Incorporated, which supports the arts here in Southwest Oklahoma. It's something we hear about, so I'm sure that you do as well, that each festival is someone's first festival. So for those who may not know much about it, what does Arts for All Incorporated do to support different arts organizations?
Arts for All Inc., which the festival is part of that, supports 6 member groups, and it's all performing or arts types events. The Lawton Philharmonic is one of the groups, Lawton Community Theater, the Wichita Wildlife, the Southwest Opera Guild, the Arts and Humanities Council. We just do tons of outreach. Last year, we reached over 17,000 children within each one of these groups that were doing something with kids in the community, from Cash to Elgin through Lawton. Our drink sales benefit those groups specifically. That's how we help fund what we help with the member groups. All the member groups volunteer. They're on staff for the 30-something hours that the festival is open. Different parts of the members are. We have a children's area where they will make handcrafts for Mother's Day specifically. And I think that people will be pleasantly surprised. It is free. You can come listen to the music on the stages. You can roam around and look at fabulous art. You can purchase. Of course, we hope you do purchase from our vendors. You can eat all that wonderful concession festival food, corn dogs, hot dogs, turkey legs, corn on the cob, all that popcorn, nuts, all that kind of stuff that's there normally. But it'll be a beautiful weekend. So we're looking forward to the weather forecast is nice and warm and should be wonderful for us.
To follow on that, Arts for All Incorporated is a year-round operation. So what are some of the things you do to promote Arts for All when it's not festival time?
We try to interact within our groups, our member groups. Somebody is constantly promoting Arts for All. This is one of two of the fundraisers that we do for Arts for All. We do a gala in November, and then the following May, we do this festival. So we try to keep Arts for All out there, the name, all year round, just so that people are aware that we have, the member groups have something going on every month. So, and everybody promotes that we're part of the Arts for All groups as you're promoting if you're involved with a member group. We've got signs on 6th Street. We try to do PSAs. We actually have a small video presentation that we present to Rotary and Ambucks and any service group about what Arts for All does.
For this weekend, where can our listeners go to find out more information about the festival? Things like the entertainment schedule or information about the artists?
We have things on the website. Go to the Arts for All website. You'll see entertainment posted. We're doing social media like crazy this year. So if you're on Facebook, things will be posted continuously there. On the web, on the actual festival site around, will be schedules of who's performing when. So you'll be able to actually see. So if you have a special school-age child or a ballerina somewhere that you want to make sure you get to see her, you'll be able to do that. Also, in this morning's paper was a tab, which is a small insert about all the activities at the festival. So I would encourage people to pull that out. If you don't have one, if you're on the festival site, we have them available.
All right, Rhonda, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know about this year's festival?
We just encourage everybody to come down and enjoy. It's a beautiful park. It's downtown between 4th and 5th Street off of Gore. And just come down and enjoy if you're listening to this. We would love to see you, and I think you'll enjoy the entertainment and the beautiful artwork that's available.
Rhonda Norell with the Arts for All Committee joining us today to talk about this weekend's Arts for All Festival. Rhonda, thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
The 44th Annual Arts for All Festival will be held Friday through Sunday in Shepler Park in Lawton. Festival hours are 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Admission is free. For more information about the festival or about Arts for All Incorporated, visit lawtonafa.org or find the festival page on Facebook. KCCU is a media sponsor of the Arts for All Festival. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.